This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When someone dies, we are quick to say, I want to build a masjid on the name of this person. Why don't we build a masjid for our own name while we are alive? That is a guaranteed act of worship. You did it, you're alive, your name, you did the masjid, you did the borehole, you did the sadaqah jariyah. That is the true sadaqah jariyah. When someone else does it for you after you die, did you ever know there is a possibility that Allah will accept it on your behalf, and there is a chance that it may not be accepted. It wasn't done by you, it was done by someone else. We hope that Allah will accept it on your behalf. But if you did it yourself, that's mine. So let's learn to change the trend. To say, the Quran should not be read for me after I died. I must read it while I'm alive. The good deeds and the wells and the trees and the boreholes and the goodness should not happen by people after my death. I should do it while I'm alive. I must pack it away. We sit and we watch wealthy people pass away. You can see the difference. Here's a man, he didn't do anything fi sabilillah. Because he just gathered his money and counted it. A lot of the people who don't believe are like that. And sometimes even believers who believe in Allah, they forget because they needed a reminder. And then you have another man, wealthy man, passes away. You can tell this man in his life, he built 30 masjids. He drilled so many boreholes. He did so much of this. He did some, mashallah, good news to him. He packed away so much for Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah accept it from them and from all of us. May Allah motivate us and grant us the wealth in order that we can spend it fi sabilillah.